guests and to apply their secrets to wow your audiences. Now you can, thanks to a world-famous conference that posts its best presentations for free on the internet, TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, Design. A scientific analysis of hundreds of TED presentations, direct interviews with TED's most popular speakers, and my personal insights gleaned from years of coaching inspiring leaders of the world's most admired brands. Talk Like TED is for anyone who wants to speak with more confidence and authority. It's for anyone who delivers presentations, sells products and services, or leads people who need to be inspired. If you have ideas worth sharing, the techniques in this book will help you craft and deliver those ideas far more persuasively than you've ever imagined. In March 2012, civil rights attorney Bryan Stevenson delivered a talk to 1,000 people attending the annual TED conference in Long Beach, California. He received the longest standing ovation in TED history, and his presentation has been viewed nearly 2 million times online. For 18 minutes, Stevenson held the audience spellbound by appealing to their heads and their hearts. The combination worked. Stevenson told me that the attendees that day donated a combined $1 million to his nonprofit, the Equal Justice Initiative. That's over $55,000 for each minute he spoke. Stevenson did not deliver a PowerPoint presentation. He offered no visuals, no slides, no props. The power of his narrative carried the day. Some popular TED speakers prefer to use PowerPoint to reinforce the impact of their narrative. In March 2011, Professor David Christian launched a movement to teach big history in schools after delivering a riveting 18-minute TED Talk, backed by visually engaging slides and intriguing graphics. Big History teaches students how the world evolved and its place in the universe. Christian's presentation, which covers 13 billion years of history in 18 minutes, has been viewed more than 1 million times. Christian and Stevenson have seemingly different presentation styles, and you'll hear from both of them in this book. One tells stories. The other delivers mountains of data with image-rich slides. Yet both are captivating, entertaining, and inspiring because they share 9 secrets. They understand the science and the art of persuasion. After analyzing more than 500 TED presentations, more than 150 hours, and speaking directly to successful TED speakers, I've discovered that the most popular TED presentations share 9 common elements. I've interviewed some of the world's leading neuroscientists, psychologists, and communication experts to gain a better understanding of why the principles that underlie these elements work as well as they do. Best of all, when you learn the secrets these communicators share, you can adopt them to stand out in your very next pitch or presentation. These are techniques I've used for years to coach CEOs, entrepreneurs, and leaders who have invented products or run companies that touch your life every day. While you may never speak at an actual TED conference, if you want to succeed in business, you'd better be able to deliver a TED-worthy presentation. It represents a bold, fresh, contemporary, and compelling style that will help you win over your audience. Ideas worth spreading. Richard Saul Wurman created the TED Conference in 1984 as a one-time event. 6 years later, it was reinvented as a 4-day conference in Monterey, California. For $475, attendees could watch a variety of lectures on topics covering technology, entertainment, and design, TED. Technology magazine publisher Chris Anderson purchased the conference in 2001 and relocated it to Long Beach, California in 2009. In 2014, the TED Conference begins a run in Vancouver, Canada, reflecting its growing international appeal. Until 2005, TED was a once-a-year event, 4 days, 50 speakers, 18-minute presentations. In that year, Anderson added a sister conference called TED Global to reach an international audience. In 2009, the organization began granting licenses to third parties who could organize